This week in West Virginia history, Coach Dyke Racy was born in Tucker County on July 27, 1909. He played all sports at Davis High School and later coached the school's basketball team. Between 1938 and 42, he coached West Virginia University's basketball team to a 55-29 record. His crowning achievement came in 1942 when he led WVU to a National Invitational Tournament championship. At the time, the NIT was a bigger event than the NCAA tournament. Picked last in a field of eight, WVU upset three teams, including defending champion Long Island, to take the national title. Interestingly, Long Island was coached by Claire B., a native of Grafton. The victory marked WVU's first national sports championship. It was made even sweeter by the fact that all of WVU's players had come from within a 75-mile radius of Morgantown. This included Scotty Hamilton, who would become WVU's first basketball All-American. Dyke Racy later joined his wife's family business, which included radio stations, the Morgantown Dominion Post newspaper, and limestone and steel plants. He was the father of businessman and gubernatorial candidate John Racy. Dyke Racy died in 2000 at age 91. For more information on Dyke Racy, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.